Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Are you tired of fake politicians? Are you tired of New Mexico being last? Listen to this young student as to why we choose Karen Bodoni for governor.
If you were to ask me who was impacted most by the pandemic, I would have to say the youth. As many of us suffered mentally and physically, Santa Fe turned a blind eye towards us. We were completely alone, forgotten. One day I woke up and said, okay, that's enough. I started getting involved, and that's when I found Karen Bodoni. I support Ms. Bodoni because no one has advocated for our voices like she has. I don't believe that party should be the main factor when it comes to serving the people. A mother, teacher, worker, businesswoman, and a strong conservative New Mexican. A true reflection of the American dream. I can't think of anyone else more capable and qualified to lead us in the battle for the soul of New Mexico. For more information, please visit BodoniTough.com, paid for by Students for Bodoni and sponsored by Wolverines Freedom Radio.
My name is Karen Bodoni, and I approve this message.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
Shoot him with my old spam in little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Russell, how y'all doing, brothers?
All doing well here, South Central Texas, brother. Enjoying this lovely August September heat we get here in Texas. We did get a little bit of rain, not enough to really help the drought a lot, but it's better than nothing. Other than that, man, just going to work every day and getting ready for the government to steal more of my money.
Right. Sounds like New Mexico. We had thunder and rain last night, but just enough to settle the dust. You know. Virgil, how are you doing, brother?
Oh, me? I'm happier than a faggot in a flower shop, brother.
Uh-oh, you must have got a midget stripper. I couldn't resist.
No, I'm just ecstatic, you know. I mean it's dark times, but you know, when you call a shot, when you make a 1,000-yard shot and you get the bull's eye on it, you know, it just makes you kind of feel good.
Oh, I know. Well, I feel you. Well, you know, man, I've been saying all year, there's not going to be an election. And we're going to talk about the reasons. Now you see it now, don't you?
Well, before we take off on that, gentlemen, if I could have just a couple minutes.
Go ahead, Jonathan Garcia is going to join us in just a second. Go ahead, brother.
I found myself a little perplexed. Now, we're talking about the wonderful state of Minnesota, specifically the city of Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we had all this Antifa stuff going on, and you had all these teachers out there, and teachers getting arrested and stuff. Now, so the Minneapolis School District, citywide, made a deal with the teachers union that if there were to be any layoffs, white people would be laid off first.
Oh, yeah.
And in the city of Minneapolis went with them. Now, you know, I don't know how you could describe anything that would be more racist or discriminatory than that, but where I find myself perplexed at is that is such poetic justice for those fucking teachers out there marching with Antifa and kill the white people, and they no white, you know. It's poetic justice, so I'm kind of torn on how I feel about that, man. Where you got that on?
Have you noticed that Antifa's been awesome quiet lately? Last several
months. Well, fuck you, honkies. Fuck you, honkies.
Jonathan, what do you say, brother? We got Jonathan Garcia on here. Every time me and him goes live, we get banned. So at least on here we won't get banned, right, Jonathan?
That's right. Georgia, North Georgia checking in for all the free state of Georgia right now.
Good to hear your voice. Hey,
I made it through a campaign, and I made it back to be on this radio show, and I'm grateful for the privilege and the opportunity to be here to kick butt alongside some awesome freedom-fighting patriots. And let me tell you something. It kind of feels like coming back home in a way. And with that being said, William, you told the truth on that. Every time we go live, we're always getting banned for speaking the truth.
Exactly.
And,
well, especially on TikTok. I've had a crazy 70 counts.
Oh, yeah. But what we're talking about with Minnesota is basically the death cult. This is a death cult, basically. These people want to drink the Kool-Aid. They think it was great to march against their own liberties, and now it's caught up to them, so they're getting what they deserve. So
exactly.
Enjoy it.
That's what I was saying earlier. You know, the poetic justice of it is just, just wonderful to see. But, Jonathan, let me ask you a question. Have you heard anything on the primaries coming in on Liz Cheney?
No, I haven't. I know it's today, though. It's definitely today.
Last I saw, she is way behind. I just looked a little while ago before we got on the show. She's way behind.
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah. But we'll see after the whole count is done. And I'm praying to God that she does not make it. So.
Right. Well, we know after midnight hours, they're going to sneak in some ballots, you know. So, but, you know, me and Virgil, we've been talking about this, and we hit this on the head. I don't know if you guys have paid attention or not, but what the FBI is doing with the Mar-a-Lago raid and everything, they're putting things in motion to possibly try and set up a bomb up in New York and blame Trump and the Trump supporters for it. And they're rough. Virgil, you want to go into that detail? Because we hit this right on the nail. We talked about
there have been these public service announcements out throughout, but every place but New York, from what I understand. They've been in neighboring states. What you should do in case of a nuclear attack. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this just came up out of the blue. And they're pulling up shit, you know, out of the 50s and 60s and things when we were in school about this nuclear attack on New York. Then here comes the Mar-a-Lago raid. Oh, we're looking for nuclear launch codes. We're looking for this. We're looking for that espionage and all of this. Well, it doesn't take a MIT graduate to connect the dots on all of this was going on. It doesn't take it. And they know they're in a shit wreck, and they have to do something. So my prediction is that a dirty bomb, and this has been confirmed by several other people, that a dirty bomb is going to be detonated on Wall Street in New York, and they're going to put the final coup de grace not only on the economy, but the midterm elections.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be right around this day. This also,
with the 10 recruitment, I don't know if y'all read your history or whatever about the Pinkerton men, you know, the security men, which all were just a bunch of cold-blooded killer gunfighters and everything else. Well, now they're calling it the IRS. And they're hiring 87,000 people to carry guns and kill people. You know, not one accountant, not one mathematician, not one records keeper. You know, all gunslingers. You know, enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it doesn't take it. It, you know, if y'all want to let somebody piss down your back and tell you and let them tell you it's raining, go ahead and do it. Not me.
Right.
Not
and
me.
Jonathan, we're gonna connect the dots because me and Virgil figured this out the other night when we were talking. And we got this confirmed with a close source of ours. Now you got to figure where are they going to get this smart bomb at that you call it? Where are they going to get the ingredients for it? How are they going to pay for it? Well, look at Ukraine. Look at the billions of dollars that they're paying them. Look at Iran. Where are they going to get the components?
Yeah,
it's
Russell,
not
let me
just
ask
the fact that
Russell.
They got to do that. All they need is the fear state enacted to put that out there to make sure that we're in a shock state where they have to enact emergency executive powers of that state. And
well,
so
you see, Russell,
with Cuomo being out and that new governor being in, I would rather think that she is probably going to be the one to do the obliging of enacting those emergency powers to make sure that nobody can escape New York without having to go to FEMA. So that would be an interesting thought.
But wait a minute, Joe. I want to ask Russell a question. Russell.
Okay.
Okay. Now, remember that little incident in the middle of the night where all them pallets of money got loaded on a plane and brought over to Iran during Obama? Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Did Obama do this out to just pull kindness out of his ass and all of a sudden just decide this and send this plane over there with this money here, we're sorry, blah, 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 blah? Or did we buy something? Because the plane came back. Now, was something on that plane, like enriched uranium, enriched plutonium? Because we both know that any radioactive matter that's produced in the United States is signatured and cataloged. Just like my DNA is different from yours, okay, uranium, plutonium production, each set, each run of the mill has a different signature, and it's cataloged. So you can't use any radioactivity from the United States. It would be too obvious. So if you use radioactive material that's not in the database, you know, that seems to put a smoking gun under the seat of somebody's Cadillac, don't you think?
Yes. Well, look at Ukraine.
Hold on, Joseph. I want Russell to comment on this.
Okay.
Well, the only thing, that is a possibility. But we know they're corrupt. We know they know that they're not going to stop, take their foot off the pedal. Okay. Trump runs in 2024. I think it will be an unbelievable landslide. Now, are they fixing to lose a house? I sincerely hope so. But I think it was Joseph Stalin said it doesn't matter who votes, who counts the votes. So I have zero faith in our election system right now. But that being said, they're very desperate, and they've got nothing on Trump. They haven't been able to get nothing on Trump. What I'm concerned about is they understand, and they are smart to know that Trump is the leader of this American First Movement, and have to stop him. And I'm more in fear of our president's life than I am of any of that other stuff, actually.
Exactly.
Hey, guys.
Well, Russell.
I believe that they're in more of a desperate state because more of Trump's candidates that he has out there have actually cleared and are winning their primaries. Mm-hmm. So as they're winning their elections, they know that they have to discredit Trump, so they're going to try and do the Mar-a-Lago raid. They didn't have his lawyers there. They could do whatever they want with the box
checkout,
any of that stuff.
Jonathan,
but when you discredit the person that's getting
some...
all these... Hold on just for 1 second.
Okay.
But if you discredit Trump the way that they're trying to do, then it's going to shine a shadow on the people that have been backed by him. And then on top of that, to have an emergency situation that will put we the people on its heels would be a further detriment for us. So I think that in a desperate state that they're in, that I don't put it past them to do anything crazy in any vernacular to hold on to control. So
well, I tell you this, the FBI, in all of their wisdom, Russell, Joseph, Jonathan, in all of their wisdom with this raid, not letting this lawyer in, not letting this in, they forgot one very important thing. They forgot to deactivate the fucking security cameras in Mar-a-Lago. Trump's son has the video of them. Trump's son has videos that he's going to release of the entire raid on Mar-a-Lago.
Right. This just came out.
Let me add to that real quick, because you're on a really good line. I'm just going to add to that. Trump and their team had asked FBI if they took his passports, and they lied to Trump and his lawyers, and they told his lawyers that they didn't take his passports, but they did take his passports. So they openly lied. So everything's out the window. They have no more integrity whatsoever.
This just now came out. This is what we're talking about. The Justice Department just admitted the proper conduct by the FBI agents during Trump raid in Mar-a-Lago was confirmed. And Liz Cheney lost. She lost big time.
We won a skirmish.
All right.
We didn't win the war yet, but we won a skirmish.
Yep.
Right. And the FBI just came out and admitted wrongdoing on Mar-a-Lago, so that's a good thing.
Well, look at what they're broadcasting all over the news, Russell. I don't know if y'all don't watch the news. Oh, we rescued, 400 children, 400 victims of sex slave trafficking, you know, all of a sudden trying to clean up their image.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it's just disgusting.
Oh,
it's just disgusting.
Oh, they're doing everything right now.
As deep as the surveillance state is, they know where all these folks are.
Let me throw this out there. I want to see what y'all think about this. I guess somebody built a little fire under Hot Wheels Abbott over here in Texas. And I don't know, maybe his Chinese handlers gave him his testicles back off the mantle there. But he's been sending these illegal aliens by the busload to D.C. Now, by all fair accounts, there has been 2,200 illegal aliens dropped off in Washington, D.C. Now, we're talking 2,200 in the, I don't know what you'd call it, city, metroplex, whatever, of D.C., all right? That's not a whole lot of people, right? She's been crying for the National Guard and all this. Now, has 210,000 for the last 5 or 6 months coming across the border a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the ones they know of. That's not the ones being brought in by coyotes or the trafficking or anything like that. But anyway, 2,200 and the mayor of D.C. is screaming for the National Guard to put their illegal immigration crisis.
But they don't want to admit
you know, but the thing is, that isn't even enough to be a crisis. They have no idea of what's going on, or they may, but they don't care. But when you drop it in their lap, all of a sudden, you know, they need the National Guard. And thank goodness the National Guard actually turned it down. But,
have y'all heard about the illegals that have been trying to flee New York?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, because
wow.
Yeah, they're actually trying to flee New York because, of course, New York is not a place to stay when you got, you know, at least $1,200 for a closet to rent, you know?
Right.
Well,
it's about almost
$3,000
to rent a closet.
And while I got this in my head, I want to say congratulations to Mr. Alex Jones of the Blaze. During his trial, the plaintiff in the case, her lawyer, asked Mr. Alex Jones a question. Do you broadcast conspiracy theories concerning high-ranking public officials and connected them with sex trafficking and child molesting and just all kind of sexual things?
Right.
And Alex Jones's answer was, oh, do you mean like the Clintons and Jeffrey Epstein?
Yep.
If y'all watched the clip of that, Russell, if you want to see somebody with a look, the last time I seen somebody with a mad look on their face like that lawyer, Russell, it was a midget trying to play with a yo-yo. I'm serious, man. This guy was pissed. He was, he just came out of left field.
He kind of looked like you swallowed a golf ball or a football. One.
Yep. Yeah. But well, obviously he'll call back in. But you know, this stuff that's going on is kind of scary too, because what they're planning, and of course they have to go with the motion because they already said it, so they can't back out of it now. You know, that's why they're doing this.
Correct.
You know, and everything. Would you agree, Morgan?
Right now, over half of America is saying that there was fraud in the election. 52% in the last story poll I saw on it, 52% of Americans think that a civil war is unavoidable at this point. And people are absolutely fed up. They've had enough. Crime in the city is getting absolutely ridiculous. And people are going to start fighting back. And it's going to, and you can't blame them. And, you know, FBI, Department of Justice, corrupted. Most of these city officials are corrupted, stuff like that. They're turning these guys, they're arresting them and turning them out the same day, you know, with an ankle monitor on. Now, you be nice and don't go out there and shoot anybody else. The American people, I believe, are at the point of just being absolutely fed up, and they're fixing to do what needs to be done if something doesn't happen here very, very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
I watched a video, Russell, of Beto down there in his latest escapade in Texas. And from what I saw, he almost became a candidate for monkeypox right there in the middle of the street, because he had to hurry up and get out of that town. I believe it was Rockwell, Texas.
Yeah, Rockwell.
Yeah,
Rockwell.
Sounds about right.
That was fun.
Yeah.
So, Jonathan, what's it like up there in Georgia? I mean, how's it looking in the races up there?
So far, it looks like Stacey Abrams is going to have some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of talk as far as her views on being an entitled candidate,
mm-hmm.
and that just because of who she is, as far as being a black person, that
mm-hmm.
she's supposed to have the black vote without anything to benefit the black vote for, you know, the tit
mm-hmm.
for tat. And
mm-hmm.
the Democrats here in the state of Georgia don't have anything to offer the minority vote at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that the policies of a Republican-ran state gives less taxes and
mm-hmm.
also has cheaper gas, has
mm-hmm.
more of the greenback flowing. And this is stuff that's not just coming out of the average person, but is also, you know, when you get people that rely on the tax-free money, which would be
mm-hmm.
hairstylists, strip clubs, your lawn folks that, you know, the ones that are landscaping,
mm-hmm.
you got your illegals that are doing the roofing and whatnot, the bricklaying and all that stuff, and they notice
mm-hmm.
that they're not getting the jobs anymore because they don't have no incentive
mm-hmm.
because of the high inflation,
mm-hmm.
they're whining and complaining about it. And
yeah.
even though that they are illegal
well,
and have no
Well,
no,
let me tell y'all honky. Let me tell you honky something right now. Let me tell you, honky, something right now. If you've got a problem voting for Stacey Abrams, you ain't black. You understand that?
Don't forget.
If you
it.
Ain't
Don't forget.
If you ain't doing yard work with a sombrero on, you ain't a breakfast taco, okay? So let's get that straight, honkies.
Don't forget her favorite,
yeah.
Popeye's chicken.
Yeah, she's not... The people are asking, what would be the benefit of me voting for you? And she has no benefits to give. And
mm-hmm.
the thing is that whether you're a minority voter whatsoever, now that they've ushered in all these politically correct things in school, and they're seeing how the Democrats are willfully indoctrinating their children into
mm-hmm.
being porn stars, they are thinking twice.
Oh, yeah.
So,
same thing is happening here in New Mexico. People here are starting to see it. And they got this
and Russell.
Asshole Ron,
and
Ron Chitty. That's, go ahead, Russell. Go ahead.
Okay. And Russell, guess what's going to light the fuse to all the future distractions? Guess what's going to light the fuse? They're going to come on CBS News, special report. Biden has struck a deal. Brittany Griner released from Russia.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm kind of seeing that happen. I see that happen.
Yeah, well, I know that's a dude, huh? You know that's a dude,
besides,
huh, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah.
You know that's a man, huh? Right.
No, what's a woman?
No, that's not a woman.
No, what is
dude,
a woman?
Man.
You need to tell me what's a woman. I don't know what a woman is. I don't want to assume anybody's gender. What are you talking
All
about?
All right, I'm gonna break it down for you. I'm gonna
don't
break
get
it
me
down
in trouble.
I'm gonna break it down for you. If you can stand up with your knees together, take a piss and not get your feet wet, you're a man. Okay.
Y'all help me with my memory here. Obviously, I don't know. I may have to go get myself checked for Alzheimer's or something. But, you know, they raided Navarro, Stone, Big Pony, you know, Dog and Pony Show stuff. President Trump, house there in Mar-a-Lago. But you know what? I just can't seem to remember the raid on the Clintons' Chappaquiddick house. I mean, didn't Comey have to come out and say that, you know, yes, they were classified emails. Yes, she broke the law, but she really didn't mean to.
Yeah, if I remember.
No. But what about the Obama? What about the Obama administration for approving it?
Well, Russell, that's like that. You know, first of all, it wasn't an investigation. All right, Loretta Lynch ordered everybody to refer to it as the matter. Remember that? The matter. It's not an investigation. It's the matter.
Yeah, that was after the Tarmac meeting.
Okay. Now, okay. If I'm a serial killer and I kill 33,000 people, okay, and I get rid of the bodies, but they find a few of them, and I'm going to come out and say, oh, well, I didn't mean to break the law. You know, you think they're going to let me walk free?
You know, I mean, it's,
you know, it's all about who you got something on, what you know about somebody, what you got on somebody that you can blackmail them with. You can get any warrant signed by any one of these pussy-ass corrupt judges, you know, just like they signed a warrant on Trump. And it's just
you're missing the point. You're missing the point. The biggest the thing is that her rebuttal was, what difference does it make? So if that doesn't make a difference, then anything having to do with Trump definitely does not make a difference. Because
right.
Her bleach bit and her hammers on them phones, definitely, it makes Trump's declassified, Trump had from when he left that were declassified and boxed by his lawyers and everybody and his aides, it makes that look like the damn Boy Scouts in a...
Well, did she say that she forgot what the C was for? For classified information? Is my memory correct on that? Did she admit for that too? Oh, I didn't remember what the C was for on my computer.
What she said was, what difference does it make?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can tell you what right now. That one there chap mount me and Russell's ass something terrible when she said that.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the whole country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What difference does it make? Okay, so we blew up Libya. We destabilized seven Middle Eastern countries, got further into more war and conflicts that tied us up for over almost 20 years. And then on top of that, the death toll that we're supposedly after, what difference does it make? All the casualties and all our family members that got blown up and missing appendages and the shell or PTSD coming back, and now they ain't right, and you can't have a decent conversation with them. They can't listen to a damn firework because then they think that the damn bombs are going off. And you know, the fact that when daddy comes back home, he's not whole. Mm-hmm. And he can't adjust to normal society being outside of war conditions when his thoughts and his whole spirit is still on the war field, and he can't be a father to his family. But yeah, what difference does that make?
You know, and when she told her story about going to Bosnia, we landed under fire and we had to duck and all of this kind of bullshit here. And I mean, you know, lady, I can introduce you to some people who have landed under fire. Trust me. Trust me, I can introduce you to some people and it don't go like you said. You know, trust mm-hmm. me. And you're right about the PL, mm-hmm. you know, about the shell shock or the, you know,
PTSD
and all of that, you know, because this done come down, you know, where it's got so bad with me, I got to run around the yard naked and let Susan shoot at me before I get an erection so we can make love.
Dang it, man. Well, in all seriousness, though, you know, the 22 a day that nobody wants to talk about, that's a serious thing, but, you know, what difference does that make either? You know?
Well, not only that, guys. What about the uranium?
One night about 1 o'clock in the morning about a brother of mine. He just couldn't take it anymore. And I got the call. And, it doesn't really hit home until you get that call.
Right.
And he took a 16-gauge shotgun and he put it under his chin in his garage when his wife and kids were sleeping. So,
yeah.
And it's sad.
And see, those are some of
the hard
questions,
you know,
that I was put to when I was running for governor, too.
And Russell knows one right there in the parking lot of the VA hospital. Walked out of the VA hospital, reached under his seat, grabbed his shit. That's
mm-hmm.
it. Permanent 214 right there. You know?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the reason why the establishment is...
Another one, too. I just got this one, Russell. There was a military exercise that went on around Fort Bragg this week. It was a military exercise regarding a equipment drop out of a C-130. And just out of the blue, the rear door was open. The co-pilot of the aircraft walked to the back of the plane, jumped out without a parachute, killed himself.
Yeah, I was told about that. Yep. I was told
confirmed
about that.
Confirmed story.
Yeah.
But that didn't make the news. But it's confirmed, Jonathan.
And not to forget, Virgil, there was 3 more suicides in Fort Bragg, too.
That's right. That's
Nobody's
right.
Nobody's talking about. But it's being investigated.
Jonathan, would you believe that 3,000... U.S. servicemen are just getting out, just they're telling them either, let me out, draw my papers up, or I'm walking out. One way or the other, I'm out of this shit. Would you believe that's happening right now?
Actually,
and that is confirmed.
Under this administration, yes. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the stories that I heard about the 22 a day was not just putting a number to counting toothpicks. It was actually listening to different stories of why these people were, you know, coming back hopeless. And that was the only out of their anguish. And they couldn't get the help that they should have had. They did not have the support of we the people. they should have had. And Lord forbid the VA damn sure ain't looking out for them the way they should have had. And that's another reason why.
Hey.
Yeah, they're scared shitless. They're scared shitless.
Do y'all remember Alabama Judge Roy Moore and who ran in 2017?
Yes.
Yeah. Special. All right. Well, anyway, Dems ran a smear campaign against him, right? Well, just now, breaking news, a jury found the Democratic Party guilty of defaming Judge Roy Moore. I mean, no, they had, I mean, they wanted to pay that sort of thing, but I want to follow and see what, if anything, is done about this.
Yeah,
right.
That'd be interesting. For a judge to win, he gets everything that he's going to get.
Sound like somebody got to grab the big checkbook. Sound like they're going to go to somebody to grab the big checkbook, Russell. Not the little one behind the purse, but the big one in the desk.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
but I don't know, guys. Things are going to happen here. I think right around about Labor Day, we're going to start seeing this shit going down. You know.
Hey, Virgil.
You know, I feel sorry. Yeah.
Those checks are like 2 foot long, but had to have enough room to write out that amount.
Oh yes.
No, I think it's going to be one of
those. Oh yes, if you had
enough string, you could use
them.
Publisher's Clearing House checks. One of them big old poster board checks from Publisher's Clearinghouse.
The kind like my buddy went to the print shop and got, when his ex-wife got remarried again, he got this big blow-up of his last alimony check.
Man.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah, in all seriousness, I hope people are really opening up their eyes, because we really do need to unite at the end of the day as Americans. And I'll keep on saying this. Don't put nothing in front of Americans. We're all Americans. And we need to be fighting for our private property rights. And we need to get all our God-given and inalienable rights back. And where they're talking about it's going to be a civil war, the best thing to understand is we have a chance to do a constitutional reset. That means that we get it all. They want to push for a global reset by Davos and the World Economic Forum. We the people can do a constitutional reset and reclaim all our God-given and inalienable rights. No more civil rights.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, too. I said this before, I say it again. It's not going to happen till people start losing their prized possessions and everything. And with 87,000 armed IRS agents, the next investment I'm going to make, I'm going to replace my front door and my back door with some of them battering ram proof doors. That's the first thing I'm going to do. Is reinforce my doors. The second thing I'm going to do, I'm going to put a casket out in front of my yard, and I'm going to put a letter on it. IRS, please take this first. You're going to need it.
And you will, too. And you will, too.
I'm just going to be sitting there on the porch. I ain't going to do nothing special. And when they show up, take like mine, and they walk up to the gate, I'm going to wave them in. They walk up, I say, well, let's just get on with this, and it'll be what it'll be. But you know what, I got to give credit where credit is due. Virgil hit the nail on the head. Now, he said this maybe a year ago. We were having a discussion, you know, what is it going to take for the American people to finally get angry and unite and forget about all this division? And as I said, Virgil hit the nail on the head. He says people aren't going to start paying attention until they start taking their stuff. And we're right on the verge of seeing that happening, and it does appear like people are waking up.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
That's why I'm glad. That's why I'm glad I live out where I live. And when it goes down, it's going to the city. Oh my God, you want to see such chaos in the city?
You're going to see a rise up of the young people when they start confiscating them iPads and them expensive cell phones. You're going to see teenagers rise up. They're going to be willing to charge a freight train with a switch. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you fuck with them phones.
Y'all guys, it's that time and everything.
Well,
Johnson, thank you for coming on, man.
Russell, I just seen this. I'm going to send you this, Russell. Massive crawfish weighing 2 pounds caught in Texas.
Good night.
Dang. That's about as big as a crab.
Oh, the girl's got it on her forearm. It strings from the tip of her fingers up to her elbow.
You think she let me borrow that for a grill? I mean, a photo?
We're going to be back on Thursday, and Carmelita's going to come on the show. She's going to bring her two friends on.
That's right.
Our
Latino from Florida, the mouse from the south now. Officially, she done moved to Florida.
Yep.
I'm hoping one day that we can all get together for a good barbecue.
I've been wanting to go back to Atlanta. And I know that Christian just had her rally this month, and I was like, well, she would have planned it in April. I could have come up there.
Don't worry.
We need to do that.
A few more.
Right. If you plan it, brother, I'll come out there. I'll fly out there.
No, sweet. Well, the other part
you
of
just
it
got,
is...
You just got to clear it with the FAA is, so he can land his flying saucer.
Yeah, he is coming out from Area 51 out there. So,
I'm actually about 40 miles from the other side of Area 51.
But, y'all be watching Georgia. I promise everybody, keep your eyes on Georgia.
I'm watching Mac, our friend up there. I know he's actually kind of doing good. So is Sarira. She's doing pretty good. And our friend Karen Bodini over here in New Mexico, she's doing really good, Virgil. She's doing so good that she's shaking them up. And we are attacking her hard.
Russell, Joseph, Johnson, it wouldn't have come to this if people would have got pissed off a long time ago.
Exactly.
See, this is why I say America's a beautiful country, but Americans are the dumbest, stupidest son of a bitches in the world. We always leave a job half-assed done, and it's got to come to the extreme before everybody wants to start raising hell and raising their fist.
Exactly.
You know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Well, that's not
how
we said, Virgil.
It started in the schools, like I said, 10 years ago when we had a discussion that the school will be the school, the public school system will be the downfall of this country. And for all intents and purposes, this is where the movement started. We are absolutely there. They can't even fill the vacancies, teaching vacancies here in Texas, because the good teachers are going, nah, I'm not going to teach that. And they're hiring on with these private schools, Christian schools. You're sitting there, you know. They're going there to teach. And I mean, it's a god-awful mess, and there's a lot of departments that we need to get rid of, but I think the first one that needs to go is the Department of Education, and the level, and that needs to go back to the state.
Even in Georgia, when I go ahead when I pass this legislation for the state of Georgia, that your monies for your child's education goes with your child and your family, you can put your money wherever you want it. They'll be taking their kids out of these public schools and put them their money in these charter schools that ain't going towards this this porn star curriculum, this 16-19 CRT curriculum, this BS, I'm going to teach you all the liberal arts curriculum, and you ain't going to have no damn skill going into whatever field you go into or even into college or whatever, and then come out and be, you know, just book smart and not have one damn skill to rely on to get your ass in gear to work. When I put that in legislation...
What I really believe needs to happen in the education system is, one, it needs to go back down to the state level. And let me tell you something, man.
Right.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with working with your hands for a living, okay?
No.
We need to bring back vocational studies into there, you know, shop, freaking homemaking,
okay,
you know, with the cooking classes and all that. You know, I'm sure there's other things you could do. I mean, you know, you could have, like, coding and stuff. But, and I'm going to tell you right now, not everybody needs to go to college. Not everybody is cut out for college. And the reason the colleges are overpriced the way they are, everybody thinks their child needs to. But let me tell you, some of those little, I'm not going to use that word on there, but some of those little tokens you have running around there, don't have any business in college. They're little asses, big guys.
No.
They go to work. Now, I am blue collar. I go out there and work every day. I'm doing what I do for a living. I've been doing it for quite some time now. And, I'm out there in the heat. I'm out there in the cold. I make six figures a year.
Mm-hmm. You know, Russell's absolutely right. There's nothing wrong with working with your hands.
Child pursue. Yeah, but they're also, we have some geniuses here that are not pursuing their full potential as far as the free energy sector. So there's another side of everything. And so we have Nikola Tesla's running around here. We have a lot of very interesting kids that would catch on very quick.
Mm-hmm.
And they would actually probably save this country once they actually pursue their purpose. And we need to learn how to help them pursue that.
Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Nikola Tesla had a degree.
No, he didn't. He was all hands-on and just being curious about electricity, vibration, magnetics, and other other things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Yeah, he did not learn that in a college.
Well, gentlemen,
that's right, you know.
Well, gentlemen, it's been great, Jonathan. Always good to hear you, sir. Carry on. Keep up the good fight. Joseph Virgil, 03 comes early, so I'm out of here. Good night, America. And,
good night, brother.
All right, brother, be careful.
Okay, Russell, just one more thing to reinforce what you said. working with your hands is no disgrace. Working with your hands is no problem. Just go ask any Chinese woman working at a massage parlor now. Just go ask them.
Right.
I'm going to leave you guys with this is one nation under God, and this is our time to fight. And this is our time to choose, just like Reagan said. And by God, if we lose it all, our children are going to be looking at us like you dumb, dirty SOBs. So we better get it right now. But other than that, I love y'all and God bless.
I'll talk to you later, brother.
All right, y'all. Take care.
All right, Joseph. I'm out of here, too, you know. Good night, everybody. Jonathan, wonderful having you on the show. Good night, everybody. I got to get up early in the morning, too. I got to go to Ohio. Just take a look around you. Do the math. Connect the dots. I mean, if you do nothing, that's on you. You know?
That's right.
I mean,
well, we've been warning them.
So with that, I'm going to say good night, America. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are. And we'll catch you Thursday night.
All right. Well, we'll be here Thursday night. And as I said, we'll have Carmelita on here and some special guests. Everybody, you all just hang in there. We'll see you then. Good night, Virgil.